Chapter 2. I can honestly say I'm nervous. We hardly ever question children. And when we do, it's usually in cases where we suspect that the child is the victim of a crime. This case is different. Irien and Tommy were drinking coffee together in their shared office. "Do they seriously think that she set the fire?" asked Tommy. "The home started to burn shortly after she left on her bike. Perhaps it really is a coincidence. Magnus Eriksson could have fallen asleep with a burning cigarette and set fire to the rug or the bed. It happened before, less than a year ago. But that it would happen twice." Irien sighed and shook her head.
"It doesn't appear all that believable," Tommy agreed.
"Have the technicians found the cause of the fire yet?" "No, and they were not able to determine where the fire started. The house burned to the ground. There are two reports concerning arson in the vicinity of the house during the past 6 months. In those cases, plastic bottles containing igniter fluid were found. That would not have been needed here. The technicians found a huge number of bottles with high-proof alcohol. They were all over the place. All the arsonist would have had to do was pour some alcohol onto the floor and throw a match in it."
"Was he a drunk?"
"Don't know. In the report concerning the bed fire, they stated that he was heavily intoxicated. Still, it was Christmas, and it's not unusual for people to overindulge. Add some more vodka to the glug and the like."
"Maybe he was celebrating Gustav Adolf's Day on the 6th of November, and bought a cake and a bottle in honor of the king who founded our city of Gothenburg,"
Tommy joked as he imitated drinking straight out of the bottle.